Come on in, everybody, and join us for the midweek edition of Central Region Now, the exclusive podcast of the RBA Sports Network. So how do you like this little summer taste we're getting here in the middle of October? Holy cow, it's just going to make this weekend feel even colder than it actually is. And as we record this edition of the podcast, we're looking at possible rain, at least during the day on Friday. Hopefully it won't affect our Friday night Week 9 high school football plans. We'll wait to see that. But of course, if anything changes, we'll be right on top of it as always. All right, let's talk playoffs, polls, and more right now. We've got a ton to get to, and we're going to try to do it as quickly as possible, not waste any of your time. You came for information, we're going to give it to you. We begin, in case you missed it, with the latest NBC 12. RBA Sports Network Big 12 High School football poll released Monday night, and they finally made it to number one. I believe I have mentioned here before that in my particular vote, and mine is only one vote in our Big 12 High School football poll, ever since Manchester upset LC Byrd, I have had Dinwiddie as my number one team. That's just me personally. And I explained the reason why on the podcast several weeks back. At that point in the season, I had already seen both Dinwiddie and Manchester play. And in my eye test, Dinwiddie, I thought, was the better team. Dinwiddie, now 7-0, ascends to number one with Manchester's upset loss to Hermitage last Friday night. So Dinwiddie won, Hermitage, excuse me, and I think it's very deserving, jumps up two spots, jumps over LC Byrd, to number two with the victory. And the reason why, it makes sense to me, Manchester beat LC Byrd at LC Byrd. Manchester lost to Hermitage by 21 points. And again, I'll say it again, Woody Winborn had a great game at quarterback, obviously, helping out on all four touchdowns. But the player, quote-unquote, of the game that night at Chester Fritz were the 11 players that make up the Hermitage defense. To hold Manchester to 7 points, a late first-half touchdown, and that was all scoreless in the second half, to me was one of the better team accomplishments that have happened in Central Region football this year. And frankly, I've seen no one talk about it, and I'm a little surprised. So Hermitage defense, you're getting props from us. Fantastic work on your side of the ball to help with that win on Friday. So Hermitage jumps from 4-2. LC Byrd hold steady at number three after their win against Cosby. They have George Wythe this week, so kind of a scrimmage, unfortunately. And I feel bad for teams like the Bulldogs who have to play these games like this because of in-district. They don't have to. Those two could end that series if they wished. Just hasn't happened. Big game inside of our poll Friday night coming up, and it'll involve a team that we've had two times here on the network in the last couple of weeks. Number four, Highland Springs, moving up one spot at 6-1. They go to number 12, Henrico, who is trying to shake off that last-minute loss at Atlee last Friday. And number five, Manchester, that's where the Lancers fall after losing to Hermitage. Number six, still unbeaten, Douglas Freeman, 7-0. They're at home this week to a 4-3 deep run team that, with a win, could vault itself into the postseason conversation in the rugged 5A South Central region. We'll talk about that in a few moments. Thomas Dale and Monacan, interestingly enough, switched positions, even though both teams won last week. Thomas Dale now 7, Monacan now 8. Goochland leaps three spots from 12-9 after their win on Friday. They have Central Lunenburg at home this week to try to go to 9-0. And now remember, they played Fork Union early in the season. That game will not count in the VHSL point standings because it was against a private school. So when Goochland's numbers get run at the end of the season, they'll be divided by 9 and not by 10. Two teams returning to the poll. The Patrick Henry Patriots are back at number 10 at 6-1. They host Atlee on our game of the week, and we'll promote that for you coming up in a few. Benedictine comes back after a big win over the weekend. They are 5-1. They're number 11, but they've got a huge test this week in VISAA as they go to Woodbury Forest Saturday. And Woodbury Forest right now is on a roll. They have crushed in their last couple of games, and they look like right now one of the best private school teams in the state of Virginia. Number 12, we mentioned a moment ago, Henrico dropping from 9, and they host Highland Springs this week. Lee Davis fell out of the top 10. Verina got votes for the top 10. Holy cow, we're the Big 12. in our Big 12 poll. And that's the first time Verona has received votes in our poll all season long. Now, let's get to the meat and potatoes of things. Let's talk about the latest playoff standings and where teams are going to be on Friday night and how they may affect what is going on. And this week, we're going to start at 5A South because it's the one that has all Richmond area teams. So this will be the one we really want to talk about because there have been obviously some movers and shakers since last week. For example, Hermitage with their win over Manchester and Highland Springs with their win over Lee Davis both got over undefeated Douglas Freeman, who has a weaker strength of schedule over in the Colonial District. Now, they'll benefit now this week from their game with Deep Run. If they can beat Deep Run, they'll beat a four-win team, and that's going to help. Only problem is Hermitage plays a four-win team in 4-3 Mills Godwin, and Highland Springs plays a five-win team in Henrico. And the more wins your opponent has, if you defeat them, the more bonus rider points you get in the VHSL. In 5A, it's simple. If you beat a 5A school, you get 24 points for the win, and then you get 2 points for each win your opponent has. So if Hermitage beats Mills Godwin, that's 32 points right off the top. If Highland Springs beats Henrico, it's 34 points off the top. If Douglas Freeman beats Deep Run, it's 32 points off the top. And then you get bonus points based on how teams you've already played do. So, for example, Manchester, they get a win this week. Hermitage will get 2 points for that. LC Byrd will only get 1 point for that. So Hermitage wants Manchester to win out. Next week, when Monacan plays Manchester, it has big implications here in 5A South because a Monacan win gives LC Byrd 2 points. A Manchester win gives Hermitage 2 points and LC Byrd only 1 point. So again, Hermitage now Manchester fans for the rest of the year to help get as many points as possible. And again, you take all of those points and you divide them by the number of games you play. And that is how you get the rating, which is listed at rvasportsnetwork.com. So LC Byrd actually grew their lead. Last week, they were 1.3 points ahead of Douglas Freeman, who was second. Now, they are a full 2 points ahead of Hermitage, a little over 30.5 point average to 28.571. So 2 point lead. But we also know that Byrd's rest of their schedule is not necessarily the strongest. And let's start bringing that part of the discussion in. Byrd still to come. George With, 1 win. Huguenot, 2 wins. James River in the finale, right now a 4-3 team, who's fighting for the postseason and has a titanic matchup coming this week, and we'll mention that in 6A South in a moment. So in 5A South right now, LC Byrd by 2 points over Hermitage. Highland Springs in third, just over 0.15 points, so over a tenth of a point, that's it, behind Hermitage. And so a win at Henrico is, for Highland Springs, they have the toughest test of the top three, of the big three, as it were, because Byrd obviously is heavily favored over With. Mills Godwin now without Wesley Duggar, who is out for the season. So sad to hear that news, that his career at Mills Godwin is completed. Hope you get well soon, Wesley. Heal well, heal complete. You've got college ahead of you. That's much more important, and I'm not talking about on the football field. Sure, that's a great part of it, but we want you to get that education just like all of the student-athletes that we cover. So Hermitage will be heavily favored now against a Mills Godwin squad that does not have their top player. And so Highland Springs with the biggest test going to a Henrico team that, frankly, is hurting after that upset loss at Atlee. So they're going to be coming out trying to get a big win that would put them back into the conversation for a home game in the first round in 5A South. It's the top eight that make it out of conferences 11 and 12, which means top four, home game first round November 11th, 5-8 seed, you go on the road. Speaking of 5-8, right now it's Verina. They are about 2.5 points behind Douglas Freeman for fourth. Freeman, by the way, about 0.15 points behind Highland Springs for third and less than 0.3 of a point behind Hermitage for second. So Douglas Freeman still in the race for a better than a four seed. Of course, what will end up happening is Freeman can win Friday. Freeman wins against Godwin in their traditional matchup next week. It'll all come down to Freeman-Hermitage November 4th at Douglas Freeman. And if Freeman could finally get the win over Hermitage, then we're talking a 10-0 regular season and possibly one or two seed, depending upon how the numbers fall out for L.C. Byrd, and Highland Springs, for that matter. So we're going to know a lot more about where we stand after this week. Hermitage, Godwin, Highland Springs, Henrico, the big one, Freeman, Deep Run, a sleeper. And happy to say that Matt Estridge of NBC 12 will be out there at William E. Long Stadium. That is the NBC 12 on the sidelines game of the week. So Matt will have extensive highlights from Deep Run, Douglas Freeman, on the sidelines on Friday night. Verina at 5, again, about 2.5 points down of number 4. There's a definitive split between the top 4 and the bottom 4 in 5A South. And Verina will go to Armstrong on Friday, will be prohibitively favored, and if they win, they beat a winless team, so no bonus points, but they'll get some extra points for winning against a team two classifications below them. Now, if Henrico loses to Highland Springs, then all fine and good for Verina. If Henrico beats Highland Springs, they'll vault over Verina big time. And Matoaka, who is 7th, and they are half a point behind Henrico, who is in 6th, half a point behind Verina. Matoaka is only 1 point behind Verina, one complete point, and they play Hopewell, a 5-2 Hopewell team this week. If they win, they'll get 20 points, but then they'll get 4 bonus points for winning against a 3A school. When they're 5A, you get 2 bonus points per classification if you play a lesser classification. That's to help even out the playing field because of district schedules. Hopewell, on the other hand, with a win over Matoaka, could help them in 3A East, which we'll get to in a few moments. But Matoaka could conceivably, if they beat Hopewell, if Highland Springs beats Henrico, and if Douglas Freeman loses to Deep Run, Matoaka could arguably jump over Verina to 5th place and begin to close the gap on Douglas Freeman in 4th. But if Freeman wins, goes to 8-0, 4 is way out of the question. But they could still vault over Verina into 5th place because, again, Verina plays a winless Armstrong team. Matoaka would get 10 extra points for beating Hopewell. And this is a situation in both games where Verina and Matoaka are playing 3A schools. So they know they, with a win, they get the 20 points. They know that they'll get 4 bonus points for playing schools 2 classifications below them. 2 times 2 is 4. But then after that, Verina gets nothing for a winless Armstrong team. Matoaka gets 10 big points for beating 5-2 Hopewell. So watch those games on Friday night. Verina Armstrong, we kind of have a feeling we know what's going to happen there, but Matoaka Hopewell is going to be a huge game here in 5A South. And I'll tell you, another team that's watching that game, the Lee Davis Confederates, because they're 3/4 of a point behind Matoaka and suddenly in 8th place, the final playoff spot. And they've got Hanover at home this week, and usually that's a lot of bonus points. But this year, Hanover's struggling. Our best to Clayton Cheatham, whose season and career at Hanover is over due to an injury suffered last week against Verina. Clayton, we want you to heal well, as we told you on Twitter, and heal completely because you've got James Madison in your future, and we'd like to see you duplicate the feats of your older brother, Dean, not necessarily at tight end, but certainly on the football field and, most importantly, in the classroom. So Lee Davis will only get 2 bonus points for beating a 1-win Hanover team on Friday night. That is going to hurt them, especially if Matoaka beats Hopewell. Now, if Henrico loses, that'll kind of bring Lee Davis a bit back to, Henrico back to the pack a little bit when it comes to Lee Davis. And then behind him, number 9, a point behind Lee Davis and out of the postseason right now is Mills Godwin. But again, without Duggar, they face Hermitage. And number 10, just a hair behind Mills Godwin, is Deep Run. And that's why their matchup with Douglas Freeman is absolutely titanic this week, because if they could win against a 7-0 Douglas Freeman team, Deep Run, depending upon other things that happen on Friday night, could conceivably even vault over Lee Davis. And suddenly Lee Davis may be on the outside looking in. So this week we expect L.C. Byrd to stay number 1. And then after that, it's all going to depend upon Highland Springs and Henrico, Douglas Freeman Deep Run, Matoaka Hopewell. Those are the big games. One more on the outside looking in, still alive, the Meadowbrook Monarchs. They currently are in 11th place, but they are just over 1.5 points away from being right back in the postseason race. They host Thomas Dale. Thomas Dale, 6A school, so 26 points if you beat a 6A school. That's the most you can get in a win. And with that situation, with a home game, beating a 5-win team an extra 10 points, and Meadowbrook could loft over deep run if they lose, Mills Godwin if they lose, and Chase, quite frankly, Lee Davis for the eighth and final playoff bid. If Hopewell beats Metoka, then they come back to the pack. So there's a whole lot of football left to be played, and we started on Friday night. That is 5A South. Again, eight teams in the playoffs from 11 conferences, 11 and 12. 6A South, Manchester falls out of number one because of the loss to Hermitage. Colonial Forge takes that over. They're at 31.375. Manchester is about 8/10 of a point behind in second place. The big winner last week, River Bend. River Bend jumped from fifth to third with their big win. And I do mean a big win over Freedom Prince William. They dropped from third to fifth. In between them and fourth, the Thomasdale Knights, who again go to Meadowbrook on Friday. Currently, it's Colonial Forge, Manchester. River Bend is 2 points behind Manchester in third at 28.5. Thomasdale lurking right behind them at 28.143. And then Freedom in fifth place is about a point behind Thomasdale. Thomasdale obviously wants to stay in that top four, so they have a first-round home game in Chester on November the 11th. Now, just below Freedom, Prince William. In sixth place is James River, 26.571. Seventh, Cosby, 26 even. Eighth, C.D. Hilton, 25 3/4. Huge James River-Cosby matchup Friday night. It was huge last year in the postseason standings, and it's huge this year. Last year, it was the game that kind of propelled Cosby into their big run where they had to beat Manchester in the regular season final. Then they beat them in a rematch in the 4-5 game, and Cosby had a great run through the postseason, only surpassed by Thomasdale, who made it to the state semis in 6A. So there you go. That's how close they are. James River, Cosby, Hilton separated by 8/10 of a point. Now, again, Hilton has a bye this week, so they can pick up some extra points here and there by teams that they have defeated winning or teams that they have lost to winning. You get 1 point for that. You get two if a team you beat wins. So they'll pick up a point here and a point there, but the winner of James River Cosby is going to pick up 26 points, and then they're going to get 8 more points for winning. But, of course, C.D. Hilton, the problem with them is that their current standings are based on, already playing 8 games. They've only got 2 games left to make some hay and earn some points. So James River and Cosby kind of catch up with them. The winner will stay far ahead of them, and the loser will be fighting them for that 7-8 spot. Now, about 2 points or so behind Hilton in ninth and out of the postseason right now is Forest Park. But just a note, Forest Park hosts Freedom Prince William this week. And if Forest Park could upset Freedom, a 5-2 Freedom team, and get 26 points for the win and an additional 10 points for the 5 wins that Freedom has, then all of a sudden, not only is C.D. Hilton looking behind their back, but the loser of James River Cosby is looking behind them as well. But Forest Park has to make the upset. If that happens, then who knows what happens. Colonial Forge, by the way, hosts Woodbridge. Woodbridge is 10th. This game will be their last best chance to get into the top 8. If Woodbridge could shock Colonial Forge, then it will turn 6A South upside down. But if Colonial Forge, as expected, gets the win at home, that will probably end Woodbridge's hopes for the postseason, and it'll make it a 9-team race for 8 spots. Again, all of this information, plus a synopsis of what's happened and what's to come, at rvasportsnetwork.com right now, rvasportsnetwork.com. 5A North, Brook Point sailing, only unbeaten team in the region, 7-0. They have a 2.5-point lead over Massaponics and Potomac Falls, who are tied for second place at 29.571. Then you have to go back another point to fourth-ranked Stonebridge at 28.429. You have to go another point back to Patrick Henry of Roanoke at 27.286. And then just below them, a 10th of a point below them, tied for sixth, are Albemarle and North Stafford at 27.143. Broad Run, 8th, 3/10 of a point behind them. Patrick Henry, 9th, 0.5 point behind Broad Run for 8th. What's so big about 8th? 5A North region, They don't cut them into two 8-team subregions like 6A, 5A South, 4A East, 3A East. They all take their conferences and put two in one bracket, two in another. And instead of a 16-team all-in tournament, it's two 8-team teams. And then each region decides when or if to cross bracket. In 5A North, it's all-in. If you're in the top 16, you make the playoffs. If you're out, you're out. And so Patrick Henry, even with the win last week, again, beating a winless team hurts you. They dropped a couple of notches down to ninth. And ninth means they'd have to go to the eighth seed in the first round. Mm-mm. Patrick Henry has not had a playoff game at home since 2001, which is the last time they made the state tournament. In fact, they made it all the way to the state championship game that year, 15 years ago. Patrick Henry wants a home game in round one. That's why their matchup Friday on the game of the week at home against Atlee is so big. A win over 3-4 Atlee would certainly give them more points than they got out of Armstrong last week. But again, here, strength of schedule kind of hurting PH. But they'll catch up in the final 2 weeks when the Patriots have to go to Highland Springs next Friday and then host the Tomato Bowl on WHAN on our game of the week in 2 weeks on November the 4th. Right now, those two teams are 6-1 and 5-2. So the Patriots could pick up some big points along the way there. Just below them by a tenth of a point or so is Tuscarora in 10th. And then it's a big drop-off of close to 2 points to 11th where Briar Woods is, followed by Falls Church, Orange, and there they are in 14th. They were 19th last week. The win over Henrico puts Atlee back in the postseason race in 14th position. They're 6/10 of a point behind Orange. They are 6/10 of a point ahead of 15th place Stafford, and they're almost a point ahead of 16th place Potomac, and they are about a point and a half, close to a point and a half ahead of 17th place J.E.B. Stewart. Now, matchups this week, which are crucial. Just below Atlee is Stafford, we mentioned. They play undefeated Brook Point, but they have a home game. Can they pull off the huge upset? It would be huge. Mountain View, remember them, the team that Atlee beat in the last seconds last year in round one? They're in 18th right now, a full point out of 17th place, and they have to go to Massaponics. This is basically do or die for Mountain View. If they lose at Massaponics Friday night, most likely they will not make the postseason. Now, Massaponics and Potomac Falls, who both tied for second behind Brook Point, both playing teams that are on the outside looking in. Potomac Falls has to go to J.E.B. Stewart. We'll be watching that game closely Friday night because if Potomac Falls wins, no big deal. If Stewart wins, huge bonus points, and they are back into the picture in the postseason. And the other two teams below Atlee in 15 and 16, Stafford having to play unbeaten Brook Point, Potomac playing North Stafford, who is tied for sixth right now with Albemarle. They're trying to make hay and get a first-round game. So Atlee's going to be rooting for... I would think they would be rooting for North Stafford to win because North Stafford's already well ahead of them in the postseason. And they want Potomac to lose to keep them below them in the standings. Patrick Henry, on the other hand, they want Potomac to knock off North Stafford so that Patrick Henry can catch North Stafford and give them a better chance at a home game in round one. But business first, Atlee or Patrick Henry, one of the two teams, if Patrick Henry wins, I think they clinch a playoff berth in 5A North. The question down the stretch will be, do they host in round one or do they hit the buses? Atlee with a win on Friday night draws closer to a 5A North bid. But honestly, I think if they want to make the playoffs, they're going to have to win out, which means beating Verina and then beating Armstrong. And there's the problem. Atlee plays Armstrong on the final night of the season. So while other teams around them in the bottom part of 5A North can be playing teams that have 2, 3, 4, 5 wins, they're not going to get any bonus points for beating Armstrong if they're 0-9 coming into that matchup. And chances are that they would be. And that could hurt Atlee on the final night of the season, even with a victory. So that's why these next two games for the Raiders are crucial. They are vitally important. I would dare say Friday's game of the week, it's more of a must-win for Atlee than it is for Patrick Henry. We'll hit the air 6:30 Friday night, WHAN 102.9 FM, 1430 AM, online on our family of websites, including RVASportsNetwork.com and on the TuneIn Radio app on Radial, R-A-D-I-A-L-L. In 4A East, Dinwiddie finally up there at number one. They've cleared the way of everybody else, and by strength of schedule, their 7-0 is better than Eastern View's 7-0. Eastern View is in second, a little over a point behind Dinwiddie. Dinwiddie at 30 points even. Eastern View at 28.857. Louisa losing for the first time last Friday. They are now third at 28.143. Behind them by 0.3 of a point in fourth is Chancellor at 27.857. But they play a one-win Caroline team this week, whereas Powhatan, who is fifth and just behind Chancellor, 1 point exactly, 26.857. They play Albemarle. Albemarle fighting it out in 5A North, and a win for Powhatan. And we're not only talking catching Chancellor, we're talking threatening Louisa for third. And that is if they get by Monticello on the road. Monacan is sixth, about a tenth of a point behind Powhatan for fifth. But Monacan has a chance to make up serious ground. This week they play a two-win Midlothian team. They need to get that win. If they do, then that effectively will likely end Midlothian's postseason hopes. We'll talk about that in a second. But they need the win against Manchester next week in their regular season finale to really vault them back into the picture for a home game in round one. Top four get home, 5 through 8 on the road. So if the playoffs started tonight, Monacan would have to go to Louisa. Behind Monacan, close to 2 points behind them, 6-1 King George, who again, strength of schedule, hurting them. Louisa's 6-1, but they're 3.5 points better in the VHSL standings. They play at number 8, Cortland. Cortland is over 3 points behind King George for that 7th spot. And so Cortland, with a win, may stay at 8th, and King George may stay in 7th, but they would draw a whole heck of a lot closer to each other. A Cortland win and Midlothian losing to Monacan would pretty much seal the Trojans' fate. The Trojans need King George to win. Monacan, obviously, if they could pull off the upset over, Midlothian, if they could pull off the upset over Monacan, they are currently 1.5 points behind Cortland for the 8th and final playoff spot. They would draw closer. They wouldn't catch them simply because Cortland would beat a 6-win team. But Midlothian beating a 7-win team would certainly draw them closer with one more game to play. Huguenot just behind Midlothian in 10th, but they are 1.5 points or so out of 8th place, and they have a bye this week. In 3A East, a big week last week for Hopewell. They won, and most everybody around them lost. They are less than a point away from number one. Brentsville District lost their first game last week. They're at Kettle Run this Friday night. They'll be favored, but it is a district game, and it's on the road, and nothing is certain. And so Brentsville loses this week, and Matoaka falls to Hopewell. Hopewell can get the win, but that's going to be a tough matchup there for them. And, of course, Matoaka fighting for their lives in 5A South. Then Hopewell could draw closer and maybe even take over the number one seed. 1.5 points behind them in third is James Monroe, and then close to 2 points behind them in fourth is William Monroe. 0.4 of a point behind William Monroe in fifth place is Thomas Jefferson. They go to Glen Allen Friday night. Will the Jags sustain the momentum from the win at John Marshall last week, finally getting their first win? Or could TJ get a huge win on the road and go to 4-3 and try to get back into the top four? Again, imagine Thomas Jefferson hosting a first-round playoff game. That would be phenomenal for that program. Right behind them, about 2/3 of a point behind them in six is Petersburg, who've lost 5 in a row. They host Prince George this week. They really need to get a win, A, to right the ship and get some confidence, and B, make sure that they don't slip any further in 3A East, because you've got George Wythe behind them. You've got Culpeper just behind George Wythe in eighth, but then you've got Spotsylvania pointing a little bit behind Culpeper. And if Spotsylvania could pull off the upset of 5-2 James Monroe this week at home, then suddenly Spotsylvania is in the playoff picture, and then does Culpeper County drop out of the eighth? Does George Wythe drop out of the eighth? So Petersburg needs to get some separation, and a win at home against Prince George would certainly do just that. Goochland now second in 2A East, just behind Stewart's Draft. Again, when season comes to an end, Stewart's Draft's number points will be divided by 10 games. Goochland's by 9 because they played Fork Union. Whether it'll cost them the number one seed or not remains to be certain. All Goochland can do is beat the teams on their schedule. They've got two more to do so, and they begin it this week at home against Central Lunenburg. King William with two great wins in a row, has not only gotten from the outside looking in, they're up to 11th, and they're only 2 points out of 8th. So King William, suddenly, a couple of weeks ago, they were worried about making the playoffs. Now they got an outside shot of hosting a first-round game. So we'll see what happens there. Amelia tied for 14th with Robert E. Lee of Stanton. And they are, oh, let's see, 6/10 of a point behind King William. So there's not a lot of separation room. If King William slips, they suddenly could be down 15, 16, 17. They don't want that, that's for sure. In 1A East, Essex is in 10th. Charles City has the 16th and final playoff bid by just a 10th plus of a point over both West Point and Matthews. So Charles City and Essex both have work to do there. All right, my friends. Few other things to talk about before we wrap up this edition of Central Region Now. First of all, the Week 9 schedule. And again, we begin with our game of the week. It is at Lee at Patrick Henry. Raiders trying to stay in the postseason race in 5A North. Patrick Henry trying to get back in the top 8 in 5A North to get a home playoff game in Round 1. But Patrick Henry needs to win at least one more game to ensure that they are in the postseason. It is an outside, very outside, but there is an outside possibility that if Patrick Henry lost to Atlee, Highland Springs, and Lee Davis in the Tomato Bowl, and we had some upsets in the bottom of the rankings that pushed some of those teams that we talked about, like Atlee, like Stafford, like Orange, like J.E.B. Stewart, higher, Patrick Henry could be playing for a playoff bid in the Tomato Bowl at home in 2 weeks. They don't want that. Their best chance to get a win prior to the Tomato Bowl is Friday night. It's going to be an easier test to beat Atlee at home than it is to have to go to Kreider Stadium and take on a Highland Springs team who, if they get by Henrico this week, is going to be trying to catch up and get another number one seed in 5A South Central, but they've got Hermitage to deal with as well as LC Bird. 6:30 on the sidelines pregame show powered by Sheehy Ford of Ashland. I sit down with NBC 12's Mark Davis to lay down the landscape for week number 9, and the kickoff is 7 o'clock on WHAN 102.9 FM, 1430 AM, online on the RVA Sports Network on all four of our websites, including RVASportsNetwork.com. Just click the link at the top of the page. And on the TuneIn Radio app on Radial, R-A-D-I-A-L-L. That is WHAN's 24-hour music channel. We take it over Friday nights in the fall for the best in high school football action. So if you don't have the TuneIn app, download it at Google Play or on the Apple Store. Put it on your phone, your mobile device, your tablet, your Kindle Fire, whatever. Once you've got it set, search Radial in the TuneIn search engine, again, R-A-D-I-A-L-L, and then just add it to your favorites. And then every week on Friday night, you hit the TuneIn app, you hit favorites, you hit Radial, and we're there for the game of the week. Atlee Patrick Henry is this week. Afternoon action, one game, and that is Collegiate hosting Fork Union over at Grover Jones Field, and that is scheduled to kick off at 3:30. P.M. In fact, that's one of two private school games on Friday. Isle of Wight Academy is at Blessed Sacrament Huguenot. That is a 7 p.m. kick. All right, let's go through the rest of the schedule. We mentioned Hermitage at Mills Godwin. That's a 7 o'clock start. Thomas Jefferson at Glen Allen. That is a 7 o'clock start. Again, huge game for TJ. NBC 12 game of the week, Deep Run at number 6, Douglas Freeman. That starts at 7. Matt Estridge will be out there at William E. Long Stadium all night long. Number 1, Dinwiddie hosting Colonial Heights, so they'll be heavily favored. The big Central District matchup that we talked about, Hopewell at Matoaca. Playoff implications abound for those two schools. About the same for Thomas Dale and Meadowbrook. This is almost a must-win situation for the Monarchs at home, not wanting to go to 3-5 with 2 weeks left in the season. They're already on the outside looking in 5A South. They need to beat Thomas Dale. They need Hopewell to beat Matoaca. And if Hanover could upset Lee Davis, they'd be pretty happy about that too. But Meadowbrook's heartbeat is still there. Goochland, home to Central Lunenburg. We mentioned that. King William is at Middlesex, by the way, speaking of the 2A schools. Now 7:30 starts across the river. The Dominion District, we mentioned the big one, James River at Cosby. Rife with 6A South playoff implications. No guarantee that both those teams are going to make the postseason. Depends upon what happens on Friday night there and how Forest Park does. Also Friday night in the Dominion, LC Bird, a top 5A South right now, and number 3 in our Big 12 poll. They host George Wythe. Midlothian at Monacan. Last best chance for the Trojans to get a playoff push. Number five, Manchester will look to start a new winning streak at Clover Hill. Back on our side of the river, 7 o'clock starts Verina at Armstrong. Of course, the big Highland Springs at Henrico. Number four versus number 12 in our poll. Hanover at Lee Davis. Lee Davis dropping out of our poll this week. And number eight in the finals team right now in 5A South Central. They need a win. And Prince George at Petersburg, last gasp for Prince George. Petersburg could use the win, though, to solidify their playoff position. We mentioned again Albemarle at Powhatan. That is rife in both 5A North and 4A East in terms of the postseason. New Kent is at War Hill on Friday night. Saturday, J.R. Tucker goes to John Marshall for a 1 o'clock game. Benedictine at Woodbury Forest. We talked about that earlier. That's a 2 o'clock start. St. Christopher's hosts Bishop Ireton. That is scheduled to be at 3 p.m. Now, again, yes, there is a chance of some rain activity on Friday. No, as of Wednesday evening, there are no changes to the schedule. But, of course, if for some reason the rain gets heavier or we get some thunderstorms and games are have to be delayed or pushed back, obviously we keep you posted across our Twitter network. So follow us wherever you are. For everything going on in the RVA, it's the RVA Sportsnet. That's the RVA Sportsnet. Or if you're in one of the suburban counties and want to follow hyper-local coverage of your favorite school or schools, you can go to Hanover Sports, Henrico Sports, or Chesterfield Sports. Also right now on RVASportsNetwork.com, the latest Super 6 polls in field hockey and volleyball. Congratulations to the Atlee boys volleyball team. Two huge wins. Monday night in 4 over Mills Godwin on the road. Tuesday night in 4 over number 5 Patrick Henry on the road. They are well within reach of the number 1 seed in the Conference 12 tournament, which begins week after next. And yes, a reminder, in boys volleyball, Atlee and Patrick Henry moved to Conference 12 for postseason purposes because no one else in Conference 16 plays boys volleyball. Boys volleyball is a VHSL sport predominantly in the Richmond area and down in the 757, but not west and not north or northwest. In girls volleyball action, Powhatan remaining number 1. Number 4, Goochland got a good sweep last night. The Conference 11 tournament starts a week from Saturday. They'll have quarterfinal Saturday action for both boys and girls over at Lee Davis. 10 a.m. and 12 noon for the girls, 2 and 4 p.m. for the boys. And the top two teams in both the boys and girls in Conference 11 get byes to the semifinal, which is week after next. In field hockey, regular season comes to a close Thursday. Playoffs begin on Monday. We know right now in Conference 16 that it will be number 4 Orange at number 1 Albemarle Monday night in one semi, and number 3 Patrick Henry at number 2 Atlee in another semi. If you lose a semi, hang tough, because you're not out of the woods yet. They have a 12-team region in 5A North, so therefore there will be a play-in game. If you lose in the conference semifinals in 16, you play for third place, and if you win that match, you make the 5A North region tournament. So Atlee and Patrick Henry both could make the tournament. The winner, obviously, of the semifinal is in, and then if the loser of the semifinal can win the play-in game, they'll be in as Conference 16's third seed. Conference 11 field hockey tournament is scheduled, I believe, to begin on Monday, and I think semifinal action is on Tuesday. We'll double-check that for you, but I believe that is correct. And the tournament semis and championship rounds will again be played at Douglas Freeman High School this year. Conference 20 is going to be down at River City Sportsplex, so is Conference 3. They all get started in action this Monday. And then the region tournaments in field hockey get underway the same week as conference tournaments do in volleyball. For all of that information, keep up with us. We will unleash Tournament Central soon on RVASportsNetwork.com, and that's where we will have schedules and then updated scores and whatnot from all of the fall tournaments that are getting ready to begin. Field hockey, then volleyball, and then, of course, football. First round is November the 11th. Okay, next edition of our podcast, friends, will be Friday night after week 9. We'll have highlights from our game of the week. We'll talk about all the scores and all the big games and all the big plays of week 9, and we'll give you your first look at projected VHSL football standings, who did themselves good that night, who hurt themselves big, who leapt, who fell, and who could be number 1. all of that coming up Friday night on Central Region Now, the exclusive podcast of the RVA Sports Network, and we'll drop it right after midnight across our Twitter network. We'll have links and, of course, our Central Region Now podcast always, always, always at the top of the page at all four of our websites, RVASportsNetwork.com, HanoverCountySports.net, HenricoCountySports.net, ChesterfieldCountySports.net. Go to any of those websites at any time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and at the top of the page is the latest edition of Central Region Now from the RVA Sports Network. All right, my friends, thank you so much for being with us for another edition of the exclusive podcast of the RVA Sports Network. One quick note of congratulations before we sign off that I did not want to forget. They had Zone 1 State Girls Golf Open qualifying Tuesday in Petersburg on Tuesday. Want to congratulate Cameron Cook of Glen Allen. She shot a 78 and won the zone. And the top four finishers move on to the State Girls Championship, which will be Monday and Tuesday of next week. Joining Cameron, after she shot a 78, Alexis Cheatham of Manchester shoots 79. And she's going. Freshman Jessica Rathbone of Patrick Henry shot an 81. And Lisa Quinn of Maggie Walker also shooting an 81. So to both of them, congratulations. Cook, Cheatham, Rathbone, Quinn on their way to the state tournament, the State Girls Open. It begins on Monday. All right, fans, I'll talk to you again on Friday night at 6:30 live from Patrick Henry High School for another game of the week and a huge one in 5A North, Atlee at Patrick Henry. We'll start at 6:30 with the On the Sidelines pregame show powered by Sheehy Ford of Ashland. Myself and NBC12's Mark Davis talk about all the upcoming action on Week 9 of high school football. That's coming up on WHAN, 102.9 FM, 1430 AM, live here on the RVA Sports Network online. Link available at all of our websites. And again, on the TuneIn Radio app on Radial, R-A-D-I-A-L-L. Central Region Now is an exclusive podcast presentation of the RVA Sports Network, solely intended for the private, non-commercial use of our audience. Any other use without the express written consent of HCS Media LLC is absolutely prohibited. Thanks for being with us, friends. Rob Witham saying have a great rest of your week. We'll talk to you Friday night on the Game of the Week and then on another podcast right afterwards. From the RVA Sports Network.